Listen while you list. VMRN. Voice Marketing Radio Network. Welcome to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour with your host, Griff.
This segment is brought to you by BULQ, the easy way to source every eBay seller strives to optimize their listings, or at least they should be. Here now with some strategies for that is Naomi Walker. She's the general manager for CrossPosted, all one word. Naomi, CrossPosted is a new name in the game. How did Data Age get started in the multi-channel listing business?
Great to be here. Thanks so much for having us. You know, after 30 years of servicing secondhand dealers and pawn businesses with our leading point of sale software, it was a natural fit for us to offer our customers a way to sell online. So when that took off, we knew it was time to expand beyond our POS customers, and we launched CrossPosted.
What is CrossPosted?
CrossPosted is a way to list more, sell more, make more faster. It's a, you know, way that you can list to multiple marketplaces and provide real-time inventory synchronization, order fulfillment, reporting, all wrapped up into one simple, easy-to-use service.
So what advice do you have for cutting through the noise and selling more?
You know, eBay is a household name in e-commerce. It's great because it attracts lots of buyers, but that also means that there's a lot of sellers and a lot of items that are out there too. So to get cut through that noise, we always say, you know, put your shoes in the potential buyer, you know, put yourself in the shoes of a potential buyer. It's easy to get caught up in those details about your product and what you're an expert in, but really, you know, eBay's search engine is rewarding you not just based on traffic and views and clicks, but on conversions to sales and time on the page, you know, that customer engagement. So you really have to be proficient with how you list your items and focus on those three major phases of how a buyer searches, refines, and buys.
So tell us, break it down for us. Tell us more about what the search phase is like for the buyer.
Sure. So that search phase, we hear from our customers all the time, you know, it's really about accuracy and relevance for that buyer. So the seller's focus during that phase should be about presenting the facts to get matched. In the beginning, a buyer may be just browsing to see what's out there, or then later on search for something more specific. So, you know, to get to those accuracy and those relevant search results, here's what we, you know, kind of emphasize as tips. Do a quick search of your own out there to see what else is out there. This will give you good ideas about keywords to use and what kind of competition you're up to. But also, you know, you really want to perfect that title. You only have 80 characters. You got to make good use of them, include details, and state exactly what your item is, even if it repeats that category, and really avoid using, you know, those fluff words or shouting with capital letters, because if you use words like cool, wow, look to get attention, you're missing the game. This is about relevance over flash. No one's going to be searching for the words cool or wow, so just present those facts. And then last but not least, don't be lazy with the description. Don't just count on the categories and the title to do all the work for you. Fill in all those item specifics. Utilize the custom item specifics when you can. The more details you have, the more relevance, you know, will be matched up for those buyer searches.
So, Griff and Naomi.
Yes.
I'm looking for something that I have seen before to put on my wall in John's new bathroom. So It looks sort of like a wine thing where you would put wine bottles, only you put rolled up towels.
Oh, you know I like that idea.
Okay, so you put it on the wall in the bathroom, and it's got the towels are all rolled up, and some of them have a little basket you could put something in too. But it's really cool. So what I put into eBay first was I put in because I had seen it, but I didn't know what it was called. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
So when I first started out searching, I put in bathroom wall hangings. I don't know. It was late at night.
I guess.
And I got all kinds of things, signs that you put up in the bathroom that are funny and things like this. It wasn't until I got down to metal towel rack with mesh basket that it came up on eBay for me.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So a point I'm trying to make is that sellers do this all the time, don't they, Naomi?
Yep. Absolutely, absolutely. Especially with something like what you chose has a multi-purpose to it, right? It's not a single straightforward item. So it happens all the time. And even though, you know, we're in this age of Google and eBay and search engines, doesn't mean that we humans are always going to get it right that first time when it comes to the search words that we put in our search.
Now you've got me all interested in wanting to buy this thing.
So the person that had that particular listing,
yeah,
that I was looking for should have had a few more keywords going on there.
Right, because once you saw that photo, most likely, you know, Lee, like that's when you clicked on it and you said, yes, that is what's matching us. And these days we're very visual society, right? So when that buyer gets to the second phase of refining from all those results that you got when you typed in what you did, that's really where this particular seller, that's their time to shine. And they only have a few seconds. So when you click on that, you know, was it a good photo, high quality? Did you have a couple angles? Did you have some detail that you could look at? You know, most likely the photo, you know, the listing with the most photo often wins. This is really going to make or break your listing. And when you went in there, you know, did it say the measurements, and was it really what you were looking for? And was that seller going to sell you based on their services and how fast they're going to get it to you? I mean, so that refining stage, once you click on that photo, it's, you know, really, that's when the deal gets sealed.
Well, I just noticed you're absolutely right, because there's one of them on here that says, towel bar wine rack, wall mat.
See, is that what it says?
It says towel bar wine rack.
Wow.
Wall mount, hanging magazine, bottle holder, bathroom cast iron.
Wow,
that's pretty good. I mean,
that is good for 80.
They've covered all the bases.
They're pretty good.
They really did. So I know, I hear what you're saying. So the keywords become so important when they're trying to drill down in to find what they're really looking for. In my case, it was a specific item. I wasn't looking for, gee, what kind of wall hanging can I put in my bathroom?
Right, you weren't browsing. You were searching.
Oh, very good. You're right. I was searching rather than browsing. So again, go ahead.
And with us doing so much online shopping these days, you know, there's a big difference between browsing and searching and how we use those keywords. So I think you picked a great example.
So what about the next phase? A buyer is refining their search results, as I did. Is there another phase?
Yep. So, of course, here's the holy grail, right? The obvious purchase is that is the purchase. The obvious end goal here is that you want that buyer to buy from you. So if you've done your job right and, you know, you've gotten connected through the search and you've made it through the narrowing down of the refining, you know, their results, once that buyer confidently narrows down all their choices and they're ready to buy, hopefully it's from you. And during this phase, they're really going to be focused on trust and anticipated satisfaction. You know, yes, the buyer is going to be focused on price, but what's that total price? You know, they're going to be asking themselves, if I buy from the seller, you know, will my item arrive? Will my item arrive on time? Will it arrive as advertised? So two big tips that we give to our sellers on CrossPost-it here is to, one, consider how important urgency versus price are for your specific item or your, you know, potential buyer. So, Lee, in the case of your wine rack, you know, towel rack, you know, maybe this is something that you're not in a particular hurry and you're casually decorating this bathroom that you're redoing. And so urgency is not that big of a deal, but you're trying to stay under budget because your husband doesn't want you to go, you know, hog wild with this bathroom redo. So maybe price is more important than urgency in this case. So when you're, as a seller, you know, considering if it's going to be an auction or a buy it now, and how you communicate how fast something's going to go out, these are really, you know, important choices to consider that are going to impact whether a buyer buys from you. And then second is to stay on top of those messages and, you know, do the work to build and maintain your rating and feedback. You know, maybe in this case, Lee, you were really concerned, you know, you were doing an all wrought iron, you know, themed bathroom. And so the material was going to be important to you. So maybe you would have a question for the seller about what this is made out of. Is it going to rust because it's in the bathroom and the shower and mist is going to get to it? So if that seller responded to you, and, you know, a timely manner with the direct information you're asking for, you're a lot more likely to, you know, give great feedback and, of course, to buy from that seller. So it's really important, you know, to have that because, as you guys know, as top-rated sellers yourselves and, you know, an audience full of top-rated sellers who are hopefully listening while they list, you know, those ratings are very important, eBay. Very, very important to have that status so that your, you know, listings will get bumped up even higher, and that'll just be, you know, feeding positive momentum into your business and how well your listings do. So that's how we would, you know, kind of advise our sellers on how to really maximize thinking like the buyer during that buy phase.
So how can we find you and try out your product?
Oh, sure. Well, you can always visit us online, where I know most of your listeners are most of the day, at crosspostit.com, www.crosspostit.com, or find us on social media, on Facebook and our blog. We're very active, always trying to put out education and tips for really the whole selling, online selling community. We certainly hope you come and try our product, but we want to put out that value and that education by doing things like this, so we really appreciate the opportunity, because, you know, even though you know, we're here to list more, sell more, how you list is really important. These days, in, you know, modern world of e-commerce, customer loyalty is really dwarfed by the universe of choice. So even when you do everything right, you know, repeat customers are a rarity. That's why sellers really need to make sure that they focus on making every listing worthwhile, proficient. So focus on how you search, refine, and buy. You know, CrossPost and other software out there will help you list on multi-channels, but we recognize there's a lot more to the science of e-commerce. So really want to, you know, educate everyone out there and share best practices. So we really appreciate the opportunity to share a bit about what we've learned from our customers and share that with your listeners today on eBay Radio.
Well, Naomi, you've been wonderful.
Thank you.
Really?
Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity.
The company is crosspostit.com, C-R-O-S-S.
Yes.
P-O-S-T-I-T.com. Thanks, Naomi.
This segment was brought to you by Bulk, B-U-L-Q, the easy way to source. Up next, Selling Barbie, when we come back with more of eBay Radio.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth and, more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it. Here's a retail moment marketing plan to help you sell more this season. Brought to you by Bulk, the easy way to source.
Hop on down the bunny trail to more sales this Easter with a celebration of all things spring. List anything pastel, flowered, or suitable for an Easter basket, as well as anything bunny or egg-related. Promote any crosses you may have, such as pendants or earrings, and don't put all your marketing eggs in one basket. Make an Easter collection on eBay, then put together an Easter items and ideas board on Pinterest. Post Easter recipes or fun ways to color eggs on your Facebook business page with a link to your store. Tweet links to your most Eastery items. Finally, look for Easter decor on clearance and stock up for next year.
This retail moment was brought to you by Bulk, the easy way to source. Internet sales tax, global trade, postal policies, and ownership rights are issues that impact your bottom line. eBay's government relations team has your back with eBay Main Street, giving you a voice on e-commerce legislation. 600,000 of your fellow e-commerce advocates have joined, and we need you. Sign up at ebaymainstreet.com/join. That's ebaymainstreet.com/join.
When it comes to shipping, efficiency is everything. You need a powerful tool that works with you to streamline the process. Endesha lets you purchase postage and print shipping labels right from the desktop of your PC or Mac. They offer the best possible USPS rates and help you build your brand with easy customization of your shipping labels. Endesha imports orders and shipping information directly from eBay. Then, post back tracking numbers so you and your customers can track packages at a glance. And Disha even offers delivery status notifications. And for those occasional returns, Indicia lets you create and print out return labels without paying for postage until a label's actually used. They also can automatically refund postage for unused labels. Try it free for 30 days at Indicia.com.